Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Welcome all to the house of the Lord. Welcome to the house of God. And all of you right now that's watching at this very moment, welcome in the name of Jesus. And we bless the name of the Lord for a wonderful word that he has for the church today. Amen. Amen. I believe that the word today will touch many hearts. I believe that it's going to bless you. But I must say this. Allow the Holy Spirit to have his way right now. Allow the Spirit of God to work right now. Everything that is being spoken. And whatever the Holy Spirit is ministering to your spirit right now, heed to that. Give in to that in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Let's get started right away. Let's go ahead and pray. Holy Spirit, have your way, Lord, here this morning. Have your way, Lord, in the life of the saints. Holy Spirit, do a great and mighty thing, Lord, here today. And also, Lord, in the lives of everyone who's watching at this very moment right now. I thank you, Father, for the words that you have given us, for your instructions. I thank you, Lord, that you lead us, that you guide us, you sustain us as our Heavenly Father. And I pray, Lord, right now that as your word goes forth, may it reach, Lord, every single hearer right now at this moment. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I think most of us were here last week, last Tuesday morning, right? This is a slight continuation of last week's sermon. And I'm going to start out in a different verse today that speaks along the same thing as what was spoken before. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, and once you're there, we're going to go to verse 34. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Matthew 12, 34 says, "Brood of vipers." Listen to the question. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen?
Amen.
What are we referring to right now? We are referring to right now a person's tongue, meaning a person's words, and also a person's heart. Last week, I mentioned the cliche that goes, you are what you eat. A person, do you remember that? Are you here today?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Well, I went ahead and also said, you are what you speak. You are the person that what comes out of your mouth, you identify yourself as far as what comes out of your mouth. If someone is very pessimistic, has always a negative view on things, they choose to look at a glass half empty instead of half full, you're going to know that person to be that way based upon what they say. Mainly on what they say, maybe slightly as far as what they do, but what they say. How about someone who's optimistic? Someone who is very hopeful. Someone who does see the glass half full instead of half empty. They react a certain way, positively. A lot of times that, how can I say, it will ignite something in you. It will, the word is right here on the tip of my tongue and I can't get it out. What is it, Lord, right now? It will boost you. It will encourage. Someone who's optimistic is someone who is encouraging. Even though things might not look great, they see the good in everything, and a lot of times it's based upon what they say. You see, words are extremely important. What you say is extremely important. As a matter of fact, it is so important that they will determine a person's destiny, where they end up. When I was putting this together, I could think of a job interview. You know, a job interview, you're meeting a stranger for the very first time. Whether you are the interviewer or whether you are the person being interviewed, and they could go off of your resume, they can go off of your job application, and it could say all types of things. Did you know, believe it or not, did you know that people lie on their resume?
Yes.
What? No way. Yes way. People lie on their resume. Unfortunately, you know, almost all the time. Now, interviewers, knowing this, all they have to go by is by what they are hearing from the person across from them, based upon what they say, the way they answer questions, based upon their knowledge, that, you know, whether they're optimistic or pessimistic, whether they are smart or not so smart, whether they have the experience or not. You know what I mean? Amen?
Amen.
Based upon what you say to an interviewer on a job interview will determine whether or not you have the job. Sometimes irrelevant of what your resume would say. That is an example right now of your destiny. What your destiny is supposed to be, or is going to be, I should say. Is going to be. But moving forward, your words, what you say on a day-to-day basis is very, very much important to your life, to your physical life, to your physical health. Amen?
Amen.
I want to show you right now Matthew chapter 12. But now let's go. We're already in chapter 12. Let's jump over to verse 37. We're going to go from verse 34 to verse 37. It says this, "For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Wow. You see that there? That's slightly different than a salvation message, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
That is slightly different than the typical, you know, salvation message that you might hear somewhere. Right now, full emphasis is given on the words that we speak. You see, our words can bless someone, what you say to somebody, or it can bring them down. Your words are able to put a curse on somebody. The same mouth that we use to bless the name of the Lord, we use it to bring curse upon His people that were created upon His image, or to bring a curse even upon yourself if you're not watchful. As of late, too many times I've seen people say, "Oh, such and such is killing me. I'm sick and tired of such and such a thing." All these things are bringing curses upon your life. And they wonder why they can never get out of the rut. They wonder why they can never move ahead. They wonder why this is happening continuously over and over and over again. And it's because they have not shifted what is inside of them. It is a reflection of what is inside, not outside. Why do you say inside, Pastor? Because the way that you think, the way that you process things, that is what is going to emit coming out of you. If you still have not gotten it, you're going to speak according to how you feel and think. Just think about it. Our Lord Jesus said, How can you? How is it possible that you, being evil, speak good things? Otherwise, speak good words. It's called hypocrisy. It is straight hypocrisy. How is it possible that you are evil? You are no good. You have nothing to offer to someone. Now all of a sudden you're speaking nice things and you're speaking good things. Amen?
Amen.
In another verse down here, down the chapter, it says, how can a bad tree bear good fruit? Right? Know where the Word of God says that? How is it that a bad tree can bear good fruit? Bad trees can only bear bad fruits. And this is not just a poetic saying here in the Bible or anything. It's the truth. Is it not? Amen, Brother Donald? I know you've grew up in a farm. You know, you might have a tree or some plants that, you know, might produce, you know, sweet oranges over sour oranges or sweet apples over sour apples and all types of stuff. Even animals, even cattle. Amen?
Amen.
It all stems from inside of you. So, what am I trying to say right now? What I'm going to say right now is that if you're going to use your lips, your mouth, your words to bless the name of the Lord, use it also to bless yourself and others.
Amen?
Amen. Speak positive things.
Yes.
Speak over your life. Be a prophet and prophesy good things over yourself, over your finances, over your circumstances, over your careers, over your family. Amen?
Amen.
Say good things. Right now, James chapter 3, verse 9 says this, and you can go ahead and put it up. James 3, 9, it says, with it, we bless our God and Father, and with it, we curse men who has been made in the similitude of God. You see, our tongue, if we don't watch, could be a world of iniquity. And once again, I emphasize on if we don't watch. Our tongue. If we don't watch what we say, if we are not mindful of the things that we say, our tongue can lead us straight to a path where we don't want to be in. And our tongue is going to speak things that is inside of our hearts. Your tongue is going to utter things that's in your heart, that is in your mind. And this is why you have to change what is inside of you, so you can speak out, bring forth things that are positive, that are a blessing. Amen?
Amen.
The Word of God says that our tongue is a fire, an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. And why would the Word of God say such a thing? Because our nature, by nature, is evil. By nature, if God doesn't come in and intervene and change what is inside of us, we're never going to make it to heaven because this is who we are. God needs to come in and change all these things. And when that happens, we can flow love and flow His presence and His blessings. Let's move on now to verse 6. We are in verse 9 right now. Are you in James 3 at the moment? James chapter 3. Just go back a few verses to verse 6. Excuse me. James 3:6 says, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. Amen?
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I am just reading the Word of God right now. That's all. It is still Tuesday. It is still How to Keep Your Healing Tuesday. Amen. And you want to know something? Part of keeping your healing is watching what you say. Amen. Amen. You got to watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. I should have titled the message here tonight. This afternoon. Watch your mouth. Yeah. Watch what you say now. Let this sink in here for a moment. And for you to understand what your tongue, the power that your tongue has. What great power that it has. You know, I can come up to Brother Donald right now and say, Brother Donald, I'll just come up with something right now. I love your shoes. Brother Donald always has a nice pair of shoes on his feet. And that's the truth. I'm not just making something up. For the many years that I've known Brother Donald, he's always had a pair of nice shoes. Always. He's always dressed nice. You know, he's always well put together. He always looks neat. He never looks sloppy. Not once. And I'm speaking the truth right now. And if I were to ask him, he'd say, yes, Pastor, that's the truth. That's the truth. He's not ashamed of that. And he knows I'm not lying. Right? I'm speaking blessings right now over his life. Amen. This is encouraging him. Amen. Right? This is uplifting. He feels better about himself. Yeah. Right? Amen. These are all things that are very nice. You know, Brother Peter always has a wonderful countenance. He's great with children. He is a humble man. He is a powerful man of God, used by the Lord. Yes. Right? Amen. And I look forward to what the Lord has to say through his life when he shares the word. What am I speaking now? I am speaking blessings over his life. Amen. Amen. I am reaffirming, reassuring who he is, his position in the Lord. You know? Sister Silavwe has a beautiful smile. Every single time I speak to her, I get smacked with a Colgate smile. And her teeth are white. Man, right? We look forward to that smile. Equally, Sister Joyce. Sister Joyce has also a beautiful smile. She has a beautiful spirit, a beautiful countenance. You know, there's always great things that you can find about somebody. Amen. You're not being pessimistic, you're being optimistic, I guess I can use, you know, right now. You're looking for good things in someone to say about somebody. Even if I might not like something about you. I don't think your colors go together. You know? I don't like the way, you know, I'm not even going to say it, right? I don't want anyone feeling self-conscious here, right? Even if there's something that might catch your attention, you're not going to say it. You're always going to look at the best in someone. But now, let me flip the script right now, slightly, okay? I just finished using some examples right now, you know, at the moment concerning certain people, right? I spoke towards you at this very moment here in the audience. I can't speak towards the camera. I don't see you. Here's where I'm going to flip the script. How about you say those exact same positive things about yourself? If you were here Sunday night, Brother Dion mentioned something that I thought was profound. He said, Pastor Paul, once upon a time, this is true, I was here for that service, he handed out small little red mirrors like this. And it was compact, it sort of like flips up like this, like a clamshell. And on one side, there's a circular mirror, small circular mirror. And he bought like 1,000 of those things, handed them all out, had a scripture in the back. And he said, I want you to look at this at yourself. And when you see a reflection, you say, I am blessed of the Lord. I am handsome. I am beautiful. I was created in God's own image. Saying all these positive things about yourself. Amen? Amen. How about now if you just flip that and speak positive things in your life? Amen? Amen. My house will be paid off in the next 12 months. Amen. My family will come together right now, and they're going to serve the Lord. They're going to love God. It is going to happen. Amen. I bless the name of the Lord that I'm going to have good nights of sleep. Amen. Every single night. Amen. I bless the name of the Lord for the increase of my family. I bless the name of the Lord for my new career. I bless the name of the Lord right now for restitution, for recuperation, for whatever you want, and then you fill in the blank of whatever. You know? You could say these things, you could speak those things, and you're going to be speaking life over your body, over your finances, over your circumstances. Can I hear two amens?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. The word of the Lord, going back to last week a little bit, our Lord Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 11, if you want to turn there with me, Matthew 15, 11, just a couple pages. Our Lord Jesus said in Matthew 15, 11, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. What defiles a man? Are we there yet? Well, maybe we need to read that verse again, because you might have not gotten it. Let's read that once again. Matthew 15, 11. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Amen? What defiles a man? What comes out of your lips? Of your mouth? Of your tongue? Don't you think for just a moment right now that the Lord is only speaking bad things right now about your mouth? Don't think that. Because equally, you can speak life into your body. And what you speak as far as God's perfect plan and will over your life, that will happen over you, over somebody else. Amen?
Amen?
Over someone else. It is now that we see that the lawgiver himself, our Lord Jesus Christ, paved the way right now for this whole systematic ceremonial defilement. See, back upon a time before the time of our Lord Jesus, when he came on earth, what defiled you was what you ate. You couldn't eat pork. You couldn't eat, say, a fish that didn't have fins and scales. You couldn't eat nothing that didn't chew the cud or split the huff. You couldn't have all these things because that is what defiled the body. And things were done by works. Salvation was by works. But now, all of that is done. It is not by works anymore. It is by faith. And by faith, you speak things. It is by faith that you call it into existence. It is by faith that you proclaim it, and it shall happen. So you cannot use your mouth, you cannot use your tongue to say bad things, to say negative things. You know, when countless times, and I think this congregation knows better. Countless times, you know, we'll have a special speaker, and I'll meet someone, and they'll speak to me, and you know, please pray over my life, over my husband, over my son, daughter, or such and such. But and then they'll, you know, I said, okay, all right, and then they'll speak about themselves. And then they say, I have osteoporosis. I have diabetes. I have pancreatic cancer. I have. And immediately, it's almost like I cannot listen to anything past that. I'm just wired that way. It's like, hold on, wait a minute. And oftentimes I cut them off real rudely. Wait, pause. You cannot say that. Sometimes it's for people that I prayed over, you know. Just an hour, a couple hours prior to our conversation, they were up here in the prayer line, and I prayed over them. And I cast away all types of spirits. The Lord reveals all types of things. And I spoke life over their body and everything else as the word of the Lord instructs me. And then I'm having a conversation with them after church. And they say, I have this, that, and the other thing. Hold on a second. All that work I did, you know, all that work I did over here, laboring, and you're just going ahead and say that and just throw away the blessing that's been placed on you, you know. You have to watch what you say. You have to. You have to speak life over your body. You have to think positively about yourself. You have to think as God thinks about you. And if you don't know how God thinks about you, just read His Word. Amen. His Word will tell you how He thinks about you. And now you need to come into agreement. And one of the ways is what you say, what you speak. Can I hear an amen?
Glory to God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to say now that a heart that is filled with gladness, your heart, a heart that is filled with goodness will be the evidence of the words that a person speaks. Will be. If you want to know what's inside of a person, if you want to know what's inside of a person's heart, spend 15 minutes in conversation with them. Spend 20, 30 minutes in conversation with them. And you will be able to determine the heart of that person based upon what they say. Unless if they're putting up a front. Unless if purposely they're putting up a wall. Unless if they see you coming a mile away, right, they're going to want to put up a front. But a heart that is filled with grief, you're going to know about it in no time. You're going to be able to tell that person is grieving right now. That person is sad at this very moment, based upon what they say. A wicked heart expresses itself in bitterness. Expresses itself in abuse, in blasphemous things. This is the characteristics, I'll say, of a heart that is not aligned with God. Let me show you right now Proverbs 4:23. We know Proverbs 4:23. You go ahead and put it up. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Amen?
Amen.
Keep your heart. Guard your heart. I believe I have given so many messages on Proverbs 4:23 about the importance of guarding your heart. I believe a couple of times I preached on a Tuesday morning, Proverbs 4:23. The importance of you, of all of us, guarding what's inside of us. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. I think I'm going to close here this morning. Continuing on reading Proverbs 4:23. Let me have the scripture list there from 23 to 27, please. Let's continue reading Proverbs 4. Let's start from verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful what? A deceitful what?
Mouth.
Oh, man. And put perverse lips far from you. Praise God. Let your eyes look straight ahead and let your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, meaning watch where you go. And let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Let your Remove your foot. Thank you, brother. From evil. Amen. Amen. Remove your foot from evil. Amen. Praise the Lord. These are the instructions of the Lord for us this morning. These are the words of the Lord here today. You know, God wants us to watch what we say. But beyond that, He wants us to speak life. You know, all of us are able to prophesy. Did you know that? All of us are able to prophesy. I truly mean that. You don't have to be a prophet to prophesy. Do we get that?
Amen.
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 You can use your lips and speak God's word over your life and prophesy over your own life. You can do that. God has given us that power to do just that. Use your mouth, use your lips, use your words wisely. May it bless somebody. May it bless yourself. May you be a blessing for those who need a blessing. May you fight the good fight. You know, I was, I don't know where I saw this past week. It was a little clip that I saw online, and it reminded me of something very beautiful. The angel, who was that, Michael, fought for the body of Moses, right? Fought for the body of, he wanted that body real bad. And how did Michael overcome the enemy? The Lord rebukes you. In our own mind, we could imagine Michael having the biggest sword you've ever seen in your life, right? And it's got lightning all over going around it. It's and then like a fire rod and everything else. And, you know, it's nice and bright. And you can't even look at it like, man, that sword is something serious. And he was just doing it. But he didn't do all of that. He spoke, and he said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And the enemy was defeated. This is the angel Michael. This is the angel Michael. Defeated the enemy and his legion. I mean, the enemy came at him full tilt, and he was defeated by the words that Michael spoke. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So therefore, this is a proven thing. Use your words wisely. Fight the good fight. Fight the good fight of faith by speaking victory over your life. It starts out with your words. Amen.
Amen.
Actually, let me take back that comment. It starts with your heart.
Yes.
It starts with your heart. Keep your heart at all diligence. And let it be what comes out of your mouth, a reflection that's inside of your heart. That's better. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we love you and we praise you. Lord, we adore you and we worship you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the power that we have through you. I thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit, your Holy Spirit, Lord, that dwells inside of us, who moves, Lord, inside of us, who guides us, who gives us power, who leads us, who enables us to do great and mighty things. I pray, Lord, that we would speak just from that well, just from that fountain. Inside of us. May the words, Lord, that come out of us be your perfect will and your perfect purpose for every single one of us. As we love to say, Lord, we love you and we shall always love you for as long as we live. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Let us continue to worship God with our tithes and offerings. Please stretch your hands towards this basket, please. Father, we thank you, and I bless your name. Father, we bless you, Lord, for these offerings. We bless you, Lord, for giving, for being able to give back to you, Lord, part of what you've given unto us. We thank you, Lord, that you might bless your saints. 30, 60, and 100-fold return. In Jesus' name, amen.